Breakfast with Darren Maul. Five things you need to know as you wake up.
So the DA has launched an application requesting a declaration that if Russian President Vladimir Putin arrives in South Africa to attend the BRICS summit later this year, that the government must detain and surrender him to the International Criminal Court. Hey. Good luck with that. You know what?
This is like a Netflix series.
Let me test the pulse.
Okay.
Test the temperature. Let me test the temperature on this. You're listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Must, in your heart, should Putin be arrested, or must everyone just back down and just let the guy? He's like a leader of one of our partnerships. And he's in BRICS, and he does more for South Africa than any of the. I don't know what the theory is that's in your head. I just need to know, President Putin, do yay or nay, arrested or not arrested? What do you think? 061-792-9495.
Darren, you would have heard me, you know, talking about the N3 this morning. Well,
yeah.
It's drama on the roads this morning. We've got so many things against us. The weather, the load shedding, defective traffic lights. Yeah. And now we've got this. Let's take a listen to Paul.
How's it, guys? Paul, yeah? I'm on my way to work, normally there by 5:45, but due to that accident on the Ashburton side of the freeway, I'm stuck in traffic, which is going to take a hell of a long time. This always happens in this vicinity. Don't know what the hell. Just wish these roadworks would get finished and done with. But yeah, we're going to be sitting here for another 5 years with all of this. Yeah.
Yeah, the frustration and what's happened on the N3, if you're traveling from Pietermaritzburg to Durban, is that after Ashburton, a truck overturned.
Yeah.
A huge truck, a Superlink one. Its load was also on the roadway.
And
that is being, you know, recovery is taking place at this moment. So it's a huge truck with recovery in progress. It's going to take a long time.
What
to
kind
clear.
Of recovery? Officials recovering or
officials.
Volunteers
no,
recovering? For,
no, authorities and officials are there. Yes, yes.
Well, here's the thing. Here's your third story, right? So our first story today was, should a man who has invaded several countries and shot down passenger airlines be arrested? Or shall the guy, the one guy that you find looting on during our unrest last year, so the one guy that you caught on camera and we got his registration plate, should he actually face a criminal prosecution? Because that's what's happening. The Woolworths looter Mbuso Moloi had a personality clash recently with a correctional services official who was assessing whether he was a suitable candidate for correctional supervision. So, I don't know. I wonder. Mbuso Moloi? Does he deserve the full weight of the law? And others who have a little bit more power can travel from country to country scot-free?
Yeah.
Doesn't really seem like justice.
And this one, Darren, which we all must celebrate in South Africa, is the Mzansi Youth Choir, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're watching social media and checking out the history, Mzansi Youth Choir made history during its recent performance. And that's the Americans Got Talent. Imagine that. America's Got Talent to be on that and get a golden buzzer.
So this is the thing. South Africa's export is not doctors, lawyers, and architects. It's choirs.
Yeah.
Global
it's
youth
the
choir.
It's the musicians.
It's the musicians.
Yes, it's
there
the
you
performing
go.
Arts.
And then I said it this morning. I couldn't believe it. The whole world went, what is going on when Robert De Niro became a father at the age of 79? Obviously, Al Pacino with his 29-year-old girlfriend said, hoo-ha! Hoo-ha! Well, do something about that. 83 years old, and Al Pacino and his 29-year-old partner, Noor Al-Fala, are expecting a child. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's your five things you need to know.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.